Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I'm going to give you a number, $747,705 in the lockbox.
And David, still counting. This is the most extraordinary thing I've seen since 1979 when I arrived on the scene. We had that first Save Our Station fund drive, and it was remarkable. Nobody knew we could do it. We raised $123,000. Now we are in the position to buy that tower, which is everything for WAMC, and we've actually bought it. The state has signed off. The state has given us a lease on the land. We own the tower, and now all we have to do is pay for it so that we can continue to run the station. That's making this a $2 million fund drive. We thought we would not be able to get going until February 5th, and that's when we're going to be asking for the $2 million. Now it turns out that the lockbox has almost $800,000, David, and they're still counting. The mail was so great after the weekend, they couldn't get it all done. So we're in a position now to do everything that we have ever dreamed about doing at WAMC, and the WAMC community is pulling together. Nobody told them to do it. Nobody gave them anything for it. We just said, can we do this? And everybody said, hell yes. And they have stepped up to make sure that it's going to happen. Look, do I think that we could go into February 5th so that we have enough money to run the station and well as to pay for this thing? Yeah, I do. And it's going to take everything that everybody can do, and it'll be more than I ever dreamed possible. But we are well on the way. I never thought we'd be where we are. WAMC.org is the way you do it. And I'll tell you, if you haven't done it yet, get on the train. Make sure it doesn't leave the station without you. It'll always be there for you. But this outpouring of love and participation is something that is just something to behold. I'm getting calls from all over the country, how are you doing it? And I said, I'm not doing anything. People who are listening are doing it. They love the station.
And we thank you for whatever you can do. Well, Alan, it's the annual State of the State address today in New York. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo delivering his eighth address. Of course, last year it wasn't in Albany. It was more of a roundup of many State of the State addresses around the state. But he's back in Albany this year and dealing with a $4.5 billion estimated budget shortfall. He's expected to unveil some proposals, including election reform, new disclosure rules for online political ads, and an overhaul of the state sexual harassment policies. Tough budget year, though, for the governor, Alan.
He's in a bad spot. He came on as a conservative in the beginning. There are a lot of people who won't forget that. Now, the president has really put him up against the wall, and all the blue state governors are in the same situation. So what do they do? Chris Churchill, in a magnificent column in the Albany Times Union, said, you can expect him to do a lot of yelling. His style when he gets backed up is to yell a lot. Look, right now he's the favorite candidate to win. He has to deal with Trump and the incredible chaos that Trump has rained down on New York State. I'm sure he hasn't got the foggiest notion of how to really do it, but it's going to be a very tough year for Andrew Cuomo. And it'll be interesting to watch what he has to say today to sort of get out from this unique position that he has found himself in. Look, he has a lot of problems coming up. He has the trial of Joe Prococo, his best buddy, for basically doing corrupt things. He has a lot of problems that he's going to have to face. But most of all, where is he going to find this money?
We learned yesterday, Alan, that U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, the chamber's longest-serving Republican, is retiring, rebuffing the pleas of President Donald Trump to seek an eighth term. This seems to be paving the way for former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney to run for the seat. He's a big Trump critic.
When you say big Trump critic, you ain't kidding. You know, he's had some of the worst things to say about Trump being a fraud and everything else. Whether or not that's just the convenience of the moment, we'll have to see when he gets there. But you will remember back to the Nixonian times when a whole bunch of Republicans turned on Nixon and said, this isn't right what he's doing, the Watergate thing, and voted with the Democrats. If that's going to happen, and if Romney's emergence on the scene, and I don't have much doubt that Romney was immensely popular in Utah, if he wins, this could spell real trouble for Trump. You know, David, when a real bad guy retired in the United States Senate, I went to my mother and said, this guy's retiring. And my mother said, not a bad idea. I've never forgotten that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan. And thanks to all the listeners who've done whatever they've done and what they're going to do in the lockbox at WAMC.org.
You are so right. WAMC.org is the magic words that will bring us home.